Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Larry Elliott with WFYT, Blog Talk Radio out of Nashville, Tennessee. We are broadcasting to you live, and we also would like to tell you to please feel free to call in to ask any questions that you may have, because we're going to be interviewing two professionals that I am so excited about the interview this day. If you ever had any questions about weight loss and hip notice as far as losing weight with a very, very scientific approach, you are tuned in to the right show. I'd like to introduce you this afternoon or this morning, wherever you may be, to Todd Stockta and also Sharon Cross. These two professionals have been partnering for quite some time now, and if they're on the air, I would like them to say hello to you, please. Todd and Sharon, are you there?
Yes, we are. Hello, everybody.
Well, great. So good to have you on the show today. What I want to do, I want to start out with Sharon. Sharon, I want us to tell the audience a little bit about yourself. I understand that you are a registered nurse and that you are founder and owner of the Inner Spar in the Philadelphia area. So tell us a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm Sharon Cross, and I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 14 years. And I founded Inner Spa about 4 years ago due to my own health crisis, actually. I realized that 14 years doing conventional medicine, as you will, that's what I'd learned. I actually had my own health crisis, whereas I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and had a lot of difficulties. Conventional medicine was not helping me, so I kind of took control of my own health, and I went and started searching for alternative methods, and lo and behold, I ended up curing myself, so I knew I wanted to take my nursing career in a different direction, and I opened up Inner Spa to be able to offer everybody natural methods for healing and gaining wellness, and lo and behold, come to find out through all of that, there's wonderful natural methods to lose weight as well. So that's what Todd and I have come together to focus on.
Wonderful. Sharon, let me ask you a question here. In preparing the prep show this morning, I understood that you have a precise balance of services, that whereas you promote internal cleansing, behavior modification, I think, which also Todd deals with a little bit too, and craving reduction. How does that really work? If someone really wanted to lose weight, how could this benefit them?
Yes, well, our unique program actually incorporates a lot of different services, colon hydrotherapy being one of the main services. It's an internal cleansing process, whereas purified water goes in, soaks the colon walls, and it actually helps to detox the system, get the digestive system back on track again. So colon hydrotherapy is a very big component of our weight loss program. Some people know that as colonics as well. They're two in the same thing. And so within that program, we offer the colonics, and we also offer detox mineral wraps, which help to stimulate the lymphatic system, which is the garbage collectors in all of our bodies, and it stimulates the lymphatic system and helps to contour the body. We also offer one-on-one nutritional sessions, whereas instead of us just telling a client what to do nutritionally, we actually offer one-on-one sessions where the client can be with a nutritional counselor. The nutritional counselor will actually go to the health food store with them, will go to their house and de-junk their kitchen. So we give them every possible tool available, because people don't lose weight just for one reason. It's usually many reasons. And then, of course, there is some acupuncture that's included to help with stimulate the digestive tract, massage to stimulate nutrition, and rounding out the whole program is the hypnosis sessions, which actually help to alter behavioral changes, whether it be to decrease craving reductions or to stimulate somebody to get out there and start exercising. It's incredibly powerful. So Todd and I have come together to offer all the services here in the spa, along with his expertise in hypnosis, to create this unique program.
I find this to be fascinating. This is really fascinating work. Todd, if you would, I would like for you to tell us a little bit about neuro-linguistic psychology. And I know that you use that in your practice. How can this help somebody change their pattern, change their thinking in order to lose weight or to cleanse their system?
Well, that's a good question. When you have people that come in to change the way they're using food, because most people find themselves eating because they're stressed, they're bored, time of day, people, and there's all kinds of excuses, and you see it now advertised on the TV, it's comfort food. So when someone uses food in ways that makes them gain weight, it starts as a thought. Thought rolls into an emotion, and our emotions drive our behavior. So emotion is boredom, and you'll find a lot of my clients will gravitate towards something sugary or sweet like chocolate or ice cream. And you'll get other ones where they're stressed, and they might grab something crunchy, you know, just to kind of grind their teeth on it. So the combination of both hypnosis and neurolinguistics allows me, using what I've developed as the Stofka method, to help rewire someone's brain. So before, unconsciously, hey, they grab the ice cream, they grab the chocolate, they grab the chips, the carbs, or whatever. Now we want to think of it as if you had an electrician come in your house and the wiring wasn't working, they cut it, and we rewire it into foods that we know are nutritionally good that will allow them to lose weight. And so we allow that behavior to be modified where we can dial out the cravings very rapidly, and we then can allow them to start moving their body, get that movement going again, where they're just simply walking or if they want to go a little further into a greater exercise program, but we get that fat-burning furnace going inside of them. And it's all easy to do because all these things happen, Larry, at the unconscious level. Everybody who comes in to see Sharon and I, they know between their ears, I know what to do, but I'm not doing it. And it's not a conscious decision. It's an unconscious decision. And it's a pattern
so basically, if I've had a bad habit for many years and I've eaten junk food and I've done this for all my life, it's going to be very difficult for me to do this on my own. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, most people have a tough time on their own. But when you have these three elements, you know, put together, the hypnosis, the NLP, and the methodology that I've brought in from my martial arts background, you can find that these transformations can happen quite rapidly.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And I know our audience is very intrigued about this because most people think that diets work, and they spend money on diets, and they do not get the results that they think they should get in a given amount of time. So in other words, people are going to have to change their patterns. They're going to have to detoxify the body and also change their way of thinking. Is that pretty much the case, Sharon?
Yes, absolutely it is. And I think you said something key there with them detoxifying their system. A lot of people go and they'll try a lot of different weight loss programs, and they might last for a month, 2 months, or 6 months down the road, they'll have their weight come back on. And the program that we've designed is actually designed to give you long-lasting results that will carry through for many, many years because we encompass every possible aspect of what a good weight loss program should entail. And detoxification and cleansing the digestive tract and getting that nice and healthy is first and foremost. And then, of course, we add in all the behavioral changes. So we give the clients every tool that they need.
Sharon, let me ask you a question, and I know a lot of the audience probably would be interested in this. At any given time, how much fecal matter will one have in their colon? And as a result of having this fecal matter in their colon, what problems would they possibly have if they're not cleansed?
Sure, that's a very popular question, Larry. Actually, at any given time, clients can have, you know, people can have anywhere between, you know, you can have up to 10, 15 bowel movements sitting inside of your colon. And this...
Wow.
Some people are a little bit misled as far as what colon hydrotherapy entails because a lot of people think that it's just if somebody is constipated, and that's not so. There are people who move their bowels every day and they still have difficulty losing weight, and the reason behind that is because things tend to build up on the colon walls over time. You know, unfortunately, our dietary habits these days, the standard American diet does not lend itself to proper weight maintenance, shall we say. And that's simply because there's so much garbage that's in our food supply. We have, our food supply is laden with pesticides and herbicides and all kinds of additives and preservatives, and our body, quite frankly, doesn't know what to do with that. So when it goes through our system, our body stores it, and it stores it as fat, and it stores it in between our adipose tissue. So, you know, basically we need to cleanse the colon. The colon is a mucous membrane, and things tend to build up over time along the walls of the colon. And since your colon is a mucous membrane, these toxins, shall we say, can then seep back out into your bloodstream and pretty much overtax your other eliminative organs, especially your liver. Because your liver and your colon, as we know, is paired very closely together. And so when this happens, people start experiencing a lot of fatigue, as was in my case. People experience a lot of fatigue. They could experience skin problems, whether it be dry skin or acne. They can experience headaches, all sorts of things. And that's because the body becomes so toxic. And we need to get the lining of the colon nice and healthy again. We need to get good bacteria to colonize on there, and we need to get the digestion system functioning and absorbing nutrients. A lot of people don't actually absorb their nutrients the way that we used to when our food supply was a lot better than what it is now. And I might add, too, stress plays a big role in an unhealthy colon as well. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and, you know, going through the cleansing process and this wonderful weight loss program really helps people, you know, overcome all the obstacles that they've been fighting for so long.
You know, Sharon, you mentioned something I think that actually affects most Americans and really people all over the world, and that's stress. And I wanted to ask Todd, I understand, too, that you also deal in your practice to help people to stop smoking. I want you to talk about that a little bit, Todd, and also I want to ask you a question about stress. When people become so stressed out, have you found throughout the years of your professional practice that people actually turn maybe to cigarettes or things of that sort in order to try to ease the problem or the pain that they have?
Yes, they do, Larry. Again, remember, I mentioned earlier that our behaviors drive our emotions, and when you look at this, is that if you're stressed, and stress itself isn't necessarily bad, because think about when you go to the gym and work out, and you have a trainer, or you up your weights, you're actually stressing your body to make it stronger. The area here that comes in is how we handle stress, and how hypnosis is effective in that area is it works by relaxing the body and then focusing your mind. So when we can relax the body, you commonly will see people, their whole body just feels like it's just, you know, melting away into the chair, completely relaxed and refreshed, while their mind is getting renewed and rewired and refocused at the same time. So the thing with cigarette smokers is most of them start, and they usually start by having, when they're young, having fun, a lot of them in their teens, kind of hanging out, having a good time. And what the brain associates is that fun behavior there, because I don't know any smokers that really started that enjoyed their first cigarette. Didn't taste good, didn't smell good, kind of gagged on it. But over the first pack of cigarettes, you convinced your mind, you actually hypnotized yourself to be a smoker, because there's no reason why you should put those cancer sticks in your mouth. And what happens is that those good feelings get reactivated. And you'll watch this, especially in the Philadelphia area with a lot of the restaurants and bars being smoke-free, is that when someone's stressed, that their shoulders are literally pinned to their ears. They walk out and light that cigarette up, take that puff in, and their shoulders drop, which is a physical improbability because it's a stimulant poison. However, because their mind perceives it as a relaxing situation or relaxing memory, it allows the body for them to relax and kind of change their emotional state, the same way people will do that with food.
So basically, I guess, someone that is not a professional, they actually, I guess we can call this the mind playing tricks on you. Is that a pretty accurate term?
Well, you could look at it one way that way, Larry, but I would also say that you've actually trained your mind because your unconscious mind says yes. So, you know, in my practice is instead of it saying yes to the cigarettes, you know, yes to keeping you overeating, yes to being stressed out and causing your body damage, we wanted to get it to change sides and begin to work with us in a new way, you know, in a healthy way. So it's that rewiring, it's that changing, you know, of the unconscious patterns that allows this to happen.
Todd, I understand that you are also very active in the martial arts as well. Am I correct on that particular subject?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me ask a question. This has always intrigued me, and I'm quite sure a lot of my listeners want to know about this too. How can martial arts actually be an asset to a person that's trying to eliminate stress, a person who is trying to lose weight, or someone who just wants to be healthy?
The martial arts is interesting because what it takes is for most Western, you know, Americans is to learn a new skill. And when you walk into whatever the gym is or the dojo where I train at, you basically leave the rest of the world at the door. And you come in and you begin to focus on whatever, you know, the art is. In case of mine, it's Aikido and Jiu-Jitsu. And when we're on the mat, that's what we're focused on. And we're beginning to understand, especially in the area of Aikido, is that it's about using your opponent's energy against him. So the idea of thinking that is that if you can take, you know, the world's energy, which is stress, how can I turn that instead of it letting it hit me in the face and the chest constantly? How do I get out of the way, and how do I use that energy to make me better, make me healthy, make me stronger, you know, with my executives, help them to stop sabotaging, help them to succeed, you know, even more efficiently than they were before?
Okay, that's wonderful. That's very good information. Sharon, let me ask you this, if I may. You know, a lot of people, when they come into a spa, when they come in to get professional services for the first time, they may be a little bit skeptical. So I want to ask you, do you have a staff on hand that helps to assist you in your practice, or how does this generally work, and how can you assure people that they would feel comfortable when they come in for their first consultation or whatever the case may be?
Oh, sure. Yes, we have a wonderful staff here in the spa, and we actually, the staff that performs the colon hydrotherapy is all registered nurses, myself included, and I'm a certified instructor for IAC, which is the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapy. So I have actually handpicked and trained the other two registered nurses that work here to administer the colonics. So, and in addition to that, we have all certified massage therapists and estheticians, because our array of services here are, again, everything being natural, organic. There's nothing, there's no chemicals, anything like that in any of the services that we have here or any of the products that we use. But in reference to the weight loss program, you know, when clients come in, I specifically meet with them when they are asking questions about our weight loss program. I take them through, I show them the spa, I introduce them to all of the staff here, and I really kind of, you know, work one-on-one with them initially to kind of tell them exactly what they should expect. We create a calendar for them as far as what services they're going to experience each and every week and how we're going to track their weight loss. So they're really kind of handheld through the whole process, because it is very difficult for people to embark on something like this, you know, especially when a lot of people have gone and they've tried many different weight loss programs in the past and have failed. So I know a lot of people have some trepidation about trying something else, and this is just this is unlike anything else that they've ever tried. So we do walk them through and take them by their hand, really, through the whole process and make them feel comfortable.
That's wonderful, Sharon, because a lot of people need that. A lot of people would expect that, and that's wonderful. And I know our listeners around the Philadelphia area, they really need to give you guys a call or take a look at what you do, because of the fact that you are helping people, because people that are overweight, their bodies are not cleansed, and they have these bad habits that they've been doing for years, as Todd spoke of earlier. We need to change the way we do things. We need to change the way we think. And if we continue in the same mind process, we're going to have some problems. Todd, let me come back to you just for a second. a lot of folks, I just got an email from someone here, and they wanted to know your qualifications, your educational background. They wanted to know this from both of you guys. So if you would elaborate on that just a little bit for me, please.
Sure, Larry. My background in hypnotherapy is I've been certified in Ericksonian hypnosis. I'm also been through practitioner, a master practitioner of neurolinguistic psychology. And then in addition, I've gone on to become specially certified as a business coach in sports hypnosis, weight loss, and smoking cessation. So I kind of branched that, and I use that with my 12 years of martial arts background and about 25 years of business experience put together to create a very successful offices and clinics in Philly hypnosis.
Oh, that's great. Sharon, what about yourself?
Well, my background, registered nurse for 14 years, and so I've worked in a lot of different healthcare settings. And, of course, I founded Inner Spa about 4 years ago, and I am a certified instructor for the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapy, which is the governing body for the colonics in the United States. I employ all nurses here in the office to administer those services.
That's wonderful. Audience, I'm here to tell you, these professionals are on top of their jobs, and, you know, they get tremendous results. And this is the reason I feel that you need to get in contact with them. If I can, Todd, let me ask you, how will people in the Philadelphia area and the surrounding area, probably the New Jersey area, how can they contact you guys?
Or they can give me a call directly at 215-361-9364. 215-361-9364. And they can also visit phillyhypnosis.com, Philly hypnosis, hypnosis.com. And you can see all the services that we offer at Philly Hypnosis, in addition to a lot of video testimonials of people who have been through the weight loss program.
Okay, great. Sharon, how can I get in touch with you?
Sure. The Inner Spa phone number here where the program is housed is actually at 215-968-9000. That's 215-968-9000. And they can visit our website to learn a little bit more about everything, and that is www.innerspa.org. So it's INNERSPA.org.
Now, let me ask a question here, guys. If, say, for instance, if an office, someone that owns a business, and they want their office or their corporation or their business to actually contact you for your services, are you all available for that, or do you do that type thing?
Absolutely. We're open to helping everybody who would like to go through this program.
Larry, I have programs with corporate hypnosis and stress reduction, weight reduction, smoking cessation, where I go right on site, and I'll either work both on site or in one of my two offices to help any organization.
Well, that's wonderful. The reason I asked that question here in the Tennessee area, I know a lot of the major corporations, they're looking for something like this because they want their employees to remain healthy. They want them to remain mentally alert, and it sounds as if this is something that you guys can really, really help a corporation with. That's wonderful. Before we end our interview, I want to give out the numbers again where you can contact Todd and Sharon. You can contact Todd at area code 215-361-9364, and his website, it's phillyhypnosis.com. You can contact Sharon at 215-968-9000, and her website is www.innerspa.org. And I really recommend that you do give them a call, set up a consultation, because it seems as if America now And throughout the world, we're becoming more concerned about our health. We want to live longer. We want to have more productive lives. Before I end this interview with you guys, I want to ask you a question. Do you have any books that you plan on writing, or do you have any books that are coming out on this particular topic? Because this is a very, very unique topic that I think people would like to learn more about.
Larry, this is Sharon. I don't have any books right now, but perhaps in the future there will be some.
I'm quite sure, Sharon, that people would love to have some type of a manuscript of what you all do, because it is just a wonderful, wonderful idea. It's a wonderful practice. And I think what our audience will be really intrigued about is the professionalism that you all have. And again, I want to thank you for your, I want to thank you so much for your time on air, and I want to make sure that our public give you a call. Again, I want to give those numbers out at 215-361-9364. That's Todd's number. It's phillyhypnosis.com is his website. And also, Sharon, 215-968-9000, www.innaspa.org. I want to thank both of you all for your time this morning, wherever you may be in the country listening to this. And I want to thank Todd, and I want to thank Sharon for such a very, very informative interview.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Blog Talk Radio.